in the guest bedroom. You did such a good job of staying quiet while I was having fun with Tyson in the master bedroom. He was quite insatiable. I spent hours with him, trying every position you could imagine. You have that look in your eyes that wishes you would have seen every moment. It must have been so tantalizing, laying in bed, hearing my moans of ecstasy from orgasm after orgasm. Unable to even stroke your cock since you did not have permission from your mistress. You must have found it so hard to fall asleep. Especially after watching me get all dressed up for my nightclub date. You were practically drooling watching as I put on my thigh-high boots, fishnet stockings, short plaid skirt, and sheer black top. That excited look in your eyes as I commanded you to stay in the guest room for the rest of the night was exhilarating. You should have seen the way all the men gazed at me as I entered the club. But who can blame them when they see a curvy bombshell in a sexy outfit? A couple of the men were bold enough to approach me as a group while I was at the bar ordering a drink, while waiting for the bowl to arrive. They were eager to give me attention, but way too forward. But they quickly stopped when someone brushed past them and wrapped his muscular arms around my waist. He then said in a domineering but familiar tone, "She's with me." Next, he gave a passionate kiss. We were lost in the moment for so long, I didn't even notice when the group of would-be suitors left. It was Tyson. My bull. He's so confident, handsome, and enrapturing. Time seems to stand still when I'm with him. We had some drinks and got to know each other better. He's so funny and charming. So many interesting stories from his job as a firefighter. I think there is a real connection between him and I. When I started mentioning how I was a little unsure of how good I would perform with all the extra attention coming my way from getting promoted at my job, he then guided my head close to his and gave a tender, passionate kiss, all the while reassuring me that I would do great and that I was worthy of all the attention, and guided me to the dance floor to show me that. We started slow and sensually. His hands started running over the curves of my body, caressing all my sensitive spots. The massive bulge in his pants growing larger as my ass rubbed against it in time with the rhythm. Soon the eyes of everyone at the club were transfixed on the two of us. A beautiful woman and a studly man, dancing in such an erotically charged way. How could we not captivate the room? Look how hard you're getting. Does the thought of your wife getting touched and grinding upon another man, while an audience eagerly watches, really turn you on that much? Don't be so shy. Nod your head and show me the truth.
Good boy.
Part of the thrill of being a hot wife is having my fun, knowing you're in this room eagerly awaiting every status update I give, anxiously awaiting my messages I send, or the sounds of unlocking doors and moans from the next room over. Knowing that I'm getting the type of pleasure I need, but you couldn't provide. Helpless to do anything but listen unless I give you permission to sate your lust. You must have been so pent up and frustrated last night, since I was so busy with Tyson the entire night. No wonder you're leaking so much pre-cum right now. All right, darling, I won't tease you so much. Now, which point was I at in my retelling of last night? Ah, right, dancing at the club. We spent about 2 hours there, dancing to the pulse of the bass, feeling the passion in the air. It felt so liberating just being able to let loose, guided only by the rhythm of the beat and my bull's hands. He then talked about all the things we could do. Not just tonight, but other events too. Tyson mentioned plenty of events that I would love for all of us to attend. Swingers club parties, BDSM training courses, and meetups with other kinky people. Plus, you've been a bit of a homebody. Going out would do you some good. It would be wonderful for all of us to attend, sweetie. Yes, all of us. I've loved the time I've spent with Tyson so far. So I think you're going to be seeing a lot more of him. I had such a great night. With the promotion, it's just been work, work, work. But time with him at the club and after. We exited the club and hailed a taxi to drive us back here. Once we got inside, my bull leaned in close and pressed his lips to mine. We shared some intimate kisses before I started feeling a hand slide up my waist into my breasts, softly squeezing them. One of his fingers started circling my nipple, teasing me, enticing me to want more. My hands wandered over his toned muscles, showing my appreciation for the diligence and care he put into his physique. Next, I reached down to his thigh and slowly moved upwards until I felt the girthy bulge in his pants. I'm sure to the taxi driver, or any other driver sharing a glance our way, we looked like a normal couple just getting a little frisky after a night on the town. But we know the truth, don't we? Soon, the two of us arrived back at the house. It was barely a millisecond after we closed the front door that he pressed me against the wall and started passionately making out with me. Free from the presence of watching eyes, we could let our desires be fulfilled completely unbridled. He stripped off my bra and top quickly, exposing my breasts and hard nipples, licking and caressing them, showing them the type of attention he couldn't while we were out in public. I started moaning so loud, I thought the driver could hear it as he began speeding off to his next passenger. Wanting to take the initiative, I unbuckled his belt and unzipped his pants. After lowering his pants and boxers, I was treated to a wonderful sight. What was in front of me was the most amazing cock I've ever seen. It was 8 inches semi-hard, meaty and thick. The cock head dripping, plenty of pre-cum, balls big and full of cum to cover me. Truly the kind of dick one would lavish with all the care and attention it deserves. My hands gravitated to stroking the shaft near instantly. His cock was throbbing, getting bigger and bigger with every pump of my hand. But what sort of hostess would I be if I didn't make every effort I could to make him comfortable? After all, you know just how skilled I am at oral. My lips planted soft kisses all over his dick, going from the pre-cum leaking tip, down to the meaty shaft, to his hefty balls, sucking on them. Next, I started to give him a blowjob. Wrapping my lips around his girth was like nothing I've experienced before. You know the biggest dildo I have?
He was like 20% bigger.
It was fun, but a slightly difficult challenge. But you know how much I love a good challenge. Bobbing my head up and down, working my reps, and getting my throat to take more and more of him. Trying to get to the base, deep throating as much of him as I could. Seeing how much I was concentrating on his size, he remarked that we needed to get my pussy ready for it. He then moved me to the dining room, bent me over our table, hiked up my skirt, and pulled down my panties, using his thumb to circle my clit while his fingers rubbed my pussy. Then he started eagerly eating me out. After all, what better place to enjoy such a tasty treat? Though it wasn't a prime view for anyone outside to see. Oh, that soft moan you uttered. Does the idea of that turn you on? The risk of one of your neighbors seeing your wife with another man. He stopped using his tongue and then started grinding his cock along the curves of my butt cheeks. I was extremely tempted to have him ravish me right then and there, but then I remembered you were eagerly waiting in the guest room and couldn't hear all the fun we would be having. So I guided Tyson up the stairs and into the master bedroom. Aren't I such a caring dom? You should thank me. Say thank you, mistress. Good boy. Now I'm sure you heard all of my moans from here in the guest room. Every single time Tyson made me orgasm last night is probably etched into your mind. So I'm not going to give you the exact play-by-play of what happened in there. I'm sure your vivid imagination has given you many exciting images, and I'd hate to ruin any of your fantasies by explaining things flat out. I love keeping an element of mystery, making you squirm and writhe in pleasure, thinking about what could be happening. But I'll give you some little morsels of info to help sate your lustful appetite.
I'll list only 3 of the many positions we tried out. Doggy style, lotus position, me pressed up against the wall.
But we didn't jump right into those. We started off with a little bit of missionary until my pussy started getting used to his size. You know I'm a size queen. And Tyson's rod is fit for a king. It fills me in a way that yours never could. And the way he uses it is incredible. Finding a sensitive spot, then pounding into me with his strength and endurance. Plus, he's not afraid to use his fingers or tongue to do the job either. Giving me everything I wanted and more. I lost count of my orgasms after the fourth one. I came a couple of times after that, then curled up in his embrace before falling asleep. Which brings me to this morning and why I'm in this room. After waking up, I still felt a bit exhausted, but very content with how things went last night. Wrapped up in the embrace of Tyson's strong arms, I've had some fun times with other bulls and sung their praises before, especially Lance. God, the way he used his tongue was like a master artist with his brushstrokes. Shame he was a tool who wanted me to be with him and only him. I'm glad Tyson's different. Trust me when I say he values and wants both you and I as a package deal. Shortly after I woke up, he started to awaken as well. He pressed me closer and gave me a tender good morning kiss. Next, he asked me how I was doing and wanted to make sure I wasn't too worn out. A kind gesture, but I could sense there was another reason he was asking. The semi-hard cock poking against the small of my back was a pretty big hint. I told him I'm tapped out, but that I had an idea of a way he could get what he wanted. So I headed over here to put it in action. In our talks leading up to the date, Tyson revealed he was bisexual. When I sent over a photo of you that I took at the beach, he sent a reply saying that we both looked pretty hot. And you were certainly elated by the pic he took of his toned body and hard cock. We've talked about your bi-curious fantasies in the past, and I think Tyson's the perfect person to bring them to life. So, what do you say, darling? Ready to experience all the fun I had last night? Your cock is rigid, leaking at the thought. We both know the truth, so just say the words we're both dying to be said aloud. You will? Wonderful. Good boy. I want you to get on the floor in front of the bed and into position on your hands and knees. Now wait right there while I go get our paramour. Well, darling, I'm back and I've brought our special friend. Tyson, meet my husband. Still too tired to talk? That's fine. Why don't you sit on the edge of the bed so that we can take care of you? Honey, you're blushing at the size of the dick in front of you. It's magnificent, isn't it? I'm going to relish all my future times with it. Now why don't you give it a couple of kisses as a way of saying thanks for giving your wife plenty of orgasms? That was good, but could be better. Use your tongue more. You're going to need to get the entire shaft wet to make the next step easier. There's no need to be shy. Let me show you how to do it. Now, why don't you try? Yes, like that. Now, don't forget to give his balls some attention, too. Next, you're going to wrap your lips around the cock head. Swirl your tongue all over the bell end. Then gradually bob your head up and down the length of his shaft. Here, I'll show you how. Now try sucking that cock, darling. Now remember what I taught you when you were getting face fucked by my strap-on. Keep your lips tight around the shaft. Use your tongue. Lick all around his shaft. Fuck, that's so hot. Watching my cuck husband suck my bull's dick. I can't help but touch myself seeing it. Since you can't seem to take his entire shaft, use both of your hands to stroke the part you can't get to. Now focus on pleasing Tyson while I get your body ready for what's planned next. That's it. So, my lovely bull, how do you think Cucky is doing? Two thumbs up. I'm impressed. Now I'm going to rub some lube on your asshole. So don't get startled or clench up. Our guest would especially not like it. Good job. Now just relax as I insert a lube-covered dildo. We've got to get you ready for our stud's girth. Take it nice and easy. There we go. Make those pretty little moans while your face and ass are getting fucked. Yes, like that. Alright, I think you're ready. Now, darling, lie on your back on the bed, close to the end, where your feet can touch the floor. I'll give Tyson a good angle to fuck you while he's standing and I'm sitting on your face. You didn't think I would be missing out on the fun, did you? Now hop to it. I hate to be kept waiting. You're always such an obedient husband. Always doing whatever I ask. Doing whatever it takes to please me. I love that about you. But right now, instead of smothering you with praise, I'm going to smother you with my pussy. Why don't you give my lips a kiss? Yes, like that. Now I hope you're ready, because Tyson's lining his cockhead up with your hole. I could feel you shudder as he slid the tip in. Just try to relax your muscles as he pushes slowly into you. Don't worry, darling. He'll take it easy at first. concentrate on eating me out. Did you find the prostate? Feels good, doesn't it? Hubby, I can see how much fun you're having by all the pre-cum dripping onto your stomach. Do you think you're ready for our stud to go faster? Vertical licks for yes, and horizontal licks for no. Oh, that's an emphatic yes. So Tyson, let's show Cookie what you can do. See that, honey? This is what it's like to get fucked by a powerful man. Thrusting deep and hard into you. Overloading you with pleasure. But now I'm getting a little jealous. It's not fair for you to get all the attention from him. Let me lean forward and... Oh, that's it. Squeeze my tits. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. Keep doing that pace, hubby. Just a bit more, darling. I'm... Fuck. That felt incredible. Never knew how hot that kinky scenario was. Since you made me come... Why don't I return the favor? Let me just wrap my hand around your dick and start stroking. Pumping up and down. Aren't you lucky getting fucked by a hung Adonis and jerked off by your beautiful wife? It's getting close to sensory overload. Why don't I tempt it by licking your nipple? I knew that would make you come. I know all your weaknesses. Now only one of us hasn't come yet. Well, Tyson, are you close? You are. Great. Let me lie down next to my love, and you can give us a facial. Come on, stud. Cover us in your cum. Claim us as yours. Fuck, that's hot. So glad the two of you had fun. Let's go get cleaned up in the showers and plan the next time we'll hang out together.